Welcome everybody. Shir number 1229. We're learning today Leila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Ben Rabbaran Zisa Leila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafua Shalem Aleya Basiril. We're learning Shetaka Bias Chutz for Klal Yisrael, a protection for all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, getting back to our new malacha of Choyresh, plowing. Okay, I just want to give it an interesting example. We spoke about last time, we're still sort of like in the introduction of what the malacha is all about. And as we've been talking about, even though we say plowing, we went through the various different categories that apply to this malacha. And like we said, you know, even though one might think, well, plowing, I'm not going to be plowing anything in my field. I'm not planting. I'm Shabbos. No problem. What's the issue? So we're going to see that there are a lot of different, things, actions which come up, which could fall under this category of Choyresh. So just to make a distinction, there's another malacha that sometimes sort of crosses the line with Choyresh, if you want to say, not only runs parallel with Choyresh, but with plowing, but it actually sometimes crosses the line and gets intermingled a little bit, but for various different reasons, we'll see that as difference. And that is the malach of boina, building. So just to explain a minute, what's the difference? Okay, we understand building, right? If I go and I go ahead and I build something, I build a house, what does that have to do with plowing the ground? That has nothing to do. But where it could draw the line and sometimes cross the line is to build something, right? To build something, you have to straighten out the ground. To build something, you have to dig a hole in the ground, right? So to build something, there are actions which are done on the ground itself, on the dirt ground. We're not talking about now a tile ground. We're talking about regular dirt ground. So where do we say that it's Choyresh plowing? Where do we say that it possibly could be boina building, right? It's the same. There's mounds. There's some bumps on the ground, and I'll level it out. So we said, one second, we mentioned last time that's running under the malacha of Choyresh, right? We said one of the categories is removing, we said making holes in the ground. We said leveling the ground was another action as that would fall under Choyresh. So when do we say that leveling the ground possibly could be not Choyresh and boina building, right? So like we said, I build something, that's not Choyresh, that's understandable. But dealing with the ground itself, we could be running on drawing a very fine line, which, again, doesn't make a major issue, because whether it's boina, whether it's Choyresh, both of them are one, each one in its own right is one of these Lamentes Malachas, meaning two of the Lamentes Malachas together, right? So I just want to read from Reb Simcha Benim Kohn, Shlita's in his Sefer in the Shabbos Home, page 251, which we were going through last year. Very interesting how he brings out a beautiful case in reference to the separation between Choyresh plowing and boina building. So his interesting case, page 251, he says, leveling the surface of the ground, working on this aspect of Choyresh, which is leveling the ground, right? We said it's one of the categories, leveling the surface of the ground, he says, by removing a mound or filling a hole, right? Either way, it's problematic. You have a dirt ground, I remove a mound. I have a bump in the ground, I remove it. Or there's a hole in the ground, and now I fill the hole, right? And I'm doing it with earth, and it's an earthen floor, and so on. In order to facilitate planting, right, if I'm doing it in a place and time whereby we could plant over there, right? It's the ground is fit for planting. Facilitating planting is the tolda, falls under the malacha of Choyresh. It's a tolda of Choyresh. It's not an av malacha, but that will fall, let's say, under the tolda of Choyresh, which again doesn't make a difference. The tolda is still a deraisa. It's all the same. So it falls under Choyresh because the ground is thereby improved for planting. Okay, and it could sometimes actually be a av malach even, depending on how it's done. Okay, but keeping in mind, this is only when we're doing it, it's in conjunction with the ground that could be planted on and that possibly will be planted on. So now he goes on to explain where the difference is. In the earlier days, he says, many homes, nowadays we don't have it. Most of us, I think the average person living, in the houses that we live in, Baruch Hashem, is tiled floors, marble floors, it's all hard ground. It's not, we don't have dirt grounds like they used to have, but in the earlier days, many homes had earthen floors. These floors, in the course of time, would become unleveled from people walking over them, right? The ground was dirt, and they started to get either holes in the ground or bumps in the ground and so on. So therefore, they needed to level out the ground again to, you know, make it back to an easier walking platform, if you want to call it. So leveling an earthen floor is a violation of the malacha of boina, building in this case, but not plowing, right? Not plowing. Why? Because the earth inside the house is in any case, it's not fit for planting, right? Like we said last time, we spoke about last year, that plowing does not apply whereby the earth is not fit for planting. You go in the desert and I'll plow the ground in the desert. Then I can plow it from today till tomorrow. Next 20 years, nothing's happening. I could plant, nothing's happening. A time and place in such a part of the desert or most of the desert, whatever the case is. So that's not happening, just to give the example. But if you're doing actions of plowing in these type of grounds, then nothing could ever come out of it. So plowing, it's not. Could be other things, but not plowing. So therefore, the same thing over here. In a case, in a house, for example, the old-fashioned houses, when the earth was either bumpy or had holes or whatever, and then you go ahead and fix it up, you'll say, one second, you're over the issue of plowing. So we'll tell you, no, in these cases, it's the issue of boina, building. It's still a deraisa. It's hypothetical, but it's important to know the distinction of various different malachas. There are various different malachas which we've spoken about in the past, which do cross each other to an extent or run parallel, and it's important to know the difference. We just spoke about one short while ago in reference to menapes, the combing, right? Then we spoke about goizes, uprooting. So we said that there was a very good example that somebody combs their hair. Why am I not over menapes, which is one of the lamites malachas of combing? Why? What am I over goizes of uprooting the hair from my head? What is, why not combing? Because we said combing is a different thing. It had to be when it's detached from the animal and it's only getting the wool ready for weaving. Okay, we went through those, what the differentiation is, but it was a totally different thing. On a person's head, you don't have that malach of menapes, which took place in the Mishkan, which was to get ready the wool, to comb it out, to get it ready for the weaving process, which is when I comb my hair, that's not what I'm doing. But I am pulling out hair from my head, which is geizes, right? So we see whereby the malachas run down a parallel road. But over here, we're seeing it's mamish, it almost crosses one another. Okay, so just to end off today's shir, so that's what he says, because the earth inside of a house is in any case not fit for planting. Since the leveling improves the use of the ground surface as part of the house, it is considered building, right? So if I fill up the holes, yeah, you're improving the ground. Or if I flatten the mounds, you know, bumps in on the floor, make it better for walking, yeah, that's, I'm improving the ground, but I'm can't plant there. You can never plant over there. It's not going to happen. It's not fit for planting, but it is fit for walking there, which will make it part of the house, which will make it boina. So that's Lamaisa. We'll end off with that. That's what he says, because the earth inside of the house is in any case not fit for planting. And since leveling improves the use of the ground surface, that would be boina in a case in time whereby one cannot plant on that surface. I mean, if it's a place in time where one could plant, you could plant there also for whatever reason. Could be a person will be over chayresh plowing boina and building would be too. So thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha kol tov.